Well, happy hunting Sunday. It seems like everybody's out hunting this weekend. But today is the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. This is the last Sunday of the liturgical year. So next week begins Advent, our Catholic New Year. Advent means like a new beginning, the advent of something. Well, we celebrate the advent of Jesus coming, being born into the world on Christmas Day, and we prepare ourselves during that season. But we culminate the whole thing by proclaiming him King of the universe, King in our lives. We've been working so hard because there's been many tyrants that have wanted to come in and claim kingship and take it out of our hands and put us in some kind of other kingdom. But we haven't let them. We've done everything in our power. You know, I was reviewing real quick because the horrible assault began almost 3 years ago. And we discerned right away that, okay, we know what you're up to. Okay? Those who are close to Christ know his heart, and I believe we did. We know what you're up to. And it was my friend, Father Bill Parkman, who had an idea. Let's, in essence, call out the devil. Let's put a big spotlight on what he's exactly doing so that we all know. And that's what he and I and Father Altman got together. We wrote this book, Let Freedom Ring. We want to be free. A 40-day tactical training for freedom from the devil. So every day we look at another way the devil's trying to become our king instead of Jesus being our king. And it was during that time, too, that we actually decided we needed to unite. Another tactic of the devil, right? To get us quarantined away from each other. To get us quarantined away from our Lord. And so we said, not on our watch. And so on the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, we began gathering every week to adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and to unite as a family of God. Here we are entering the holiday season, right? I pray all of you have a joyful holiday. You know, first, this coming week, we're going to celebrate freedom. Happy Thanksgiving. We're so thankful for this country. So thankful that we have, praise God, many that are keeping us free. While the totalitarians are trying to do everything in their power to stop that, the most recent one is to get us all broke so we depend on government handouts. I mean, we know what you're up to. We understand. And we're not buying what you're selling. We're not letting you take control. Proclaim yourself the new king. Jesus is our king. And so during that time as well, we got as close as we could based on the way that God has revealed to us through Mary and the saints, the way he would like us to come to him. And so we looked intently at what are the best practices of our Catholic faith. Well, how do you want us to throw ourselves at your feet, Lord, and become intimate with you? We don't want to be that face in the crowd we talked about. We want to come in. I use the story of Martha and Mary. Jesus is in her house. Mary's out in the kitchen. Or Martha is out in the kitchen. Which is nice, doing hospitality. Mary's tied into Jesus. Adoring him. Hanging on his every word. And so we began, as we entered this year, 90 days to peace. We want peace. He's the king of the universe. You know, this feast day was started by Pope Pius XI in 1925. Why? The central reason, and he writes about this in Quos Prima, his encyclical that proclaimed this time to be celebrated as the solemnity of Christ the King. He said, they're looking to take away our happiness. God wants us to be happy. But what was he seeing? A bum rush of communism and atheism coming into the world. He said, we got to stand with our King. They're trying to take control. They want to take away Christ's kingship and put us under their thumb, under their foot, in their control. Well, look around now. They're throwing everything at us to try to get us to leave our King and let them rule our lives. Well, we're not having it. And so we spent 90 days getting as close we could to the Lord. We want that peace. We maintain the peace through our strength. Through our strength. Weakness only invites aggression. And so the enemy thought, when the invasion began, this is our time, we're coming in to take control, because look how weak they are. So we said, we're not going to stay weak, or we're going to get even stronger. Do you see all of this? And again, here we are at the conclusion of our liturgical year. All of this has been to keep Jesus on the throne of our hearts, and to let him be the King that reigns forever. We conclude the first half of our 54-day Heavenly Christmas Novena when? As Advent begins. As we prepare for the coming of the Christ child into the world, but into our hearts. That's how he gets into the world, through our hearts. I'll celebrate these holidays. Just gush with all the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Give that to your loved ones for Christmas. Give them love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. Give them all the fruit. Not just on a plate, on the table, but from our hearts. Let us radiate. We're called to be the light. And so St. Paul and I wrote in our second reading, let us give thanks to the Father who has made us fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones of light. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. What a time to celebrate. Celebrate. Be fun. Be joyful. Be peaceful. Be everything Christ is calling us to be as we let Jesus reign on the throne of our hearts. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.